Hello and welcome to the Friday, September 20th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Las Vegas, Nevada. Bojan wrote an interesting diary today based on a submission by a user. The user did submit an Apache log that just looked odd. Now, in this case, it didn't cause any harm to this particular reader's system. But what was kind of interesting is that the actual parameter that was sent to this download.php script contained a long array. Now, in PHP, what can happen is that if you have multiple parameters in a form, for example, with the same name, they are then converted to an array in this shape. So arrays like this are not necessarily malicious, but what Bojan found is, when he looked at it closer, that each one of the elements of this array did contain exactly one byte, and when he converted these bytes into a string using just a simple ASCII encoding, it did look somewhat suspicious. What it looked like is that essentially this was a SQL injection exploit that then led to a file being written, 90sec.php, and this file just contained a single PHP eval command that could then be used to execute arbitrary code on the host. So a real kind of interesting way to exploit this particular vulnerability. Turns out that the target was likely a vulnerability in DDCMS. That's a content management system that's a particular popular in Asia. And at least some versions of this particular CMS are vulnerable to a SQL injection vulnerability that is likely exploited by this vulnerability. So if you have any logs like this, send them on. We are always interested in logs, malware, and other observations that you may find on your systems. And Malwarebytes is reporting about a new version of the Revitin family of ransomware. After installing itself, this malware is then rebooting the victim's computer and popping up a lock screen that claims to be associated with the Department of Homeland Security and accusing the user of either child pornography, copyright violations, or other crimes. Luckily, it's pretty easy for the user to get out of jail here by just paying off the ransomware writers. Now, this new version goes a step further. In addition to extort money from the victim, this particular ransomware will then also install a Bitcoin miner on the user's system, abusing the system to then create a Bitcoin for the attacker. The progress of this Bitcoin mining operation is then reported back to a command and control server. Mac security company Intego has spotted one of those ever so elusive Apple Trojans. In this case, it's not very widely spread and actually not clear how it infects systems, but it is likely just, again, willingly copied from system to system by users. The particular trick this Trojan uses then to infect the system once it is placed on the system is that it appears to be just an image of a kissing couple, and if the user then double clicks the image, the application will actually launch. The .app extension that actually identifies this file as an application is typically not visible on Apple systems, and as a result, the user doesn't really know that they are starting an application versus just looking at the image. And Cisco is reporting commonalities in 10 different attacks against energy companies in recent months. All of these were so-called watering hole attacks, and according to Cisco, are also linked to the Department of Labor attacks earlier this year. Websites were infected in all cases, and then users were exposed to various fairly recent exploits. For example, one 2013 exploit in Internet Explorer 8 and one similar age, also from 2013, in Firefox and Thunderbird, as well as a little bit older 2012 Java exploit was used in these attacks. The reason that Cisco thinks that these attacks are related is that they share a common hosting and command and control infrastructure. So, for example, 7 of these 10 attacks are linked to the same IP address, to the same command and control server. Also, the exploits used and some of the code used is rather similar among these attacks. Cisco recommends as a defense to patch your systems. Anti-malware has not really been all that successful in any of these more targeted attacks. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.